Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brenner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is March 13th, 2025, and on today's episode, Evonik reaffirms our commitment to diversity. Shabnam Nejand is honored by the Manufacturing Institute, and our Mobile, Alabama site takes part in Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, at Evonik, diversity is one of our greatest strengths. We have 6 employee resource groups, or ERGs, in North America. Our networks for women, black professionals, Asian Pacific Islanders, military veterans, LGBTQ+ colleagues, and early career professionals. They are employee-led, self-directed, voluntary, and open to everyone. They offer opportunities for networking and peer support, as well as for mentoring and career development. ERGs help Evonik reach candidates in areas we may not have previously explored, and a broad and diverse pool of candidates enables us to identify more top performers. Recently, partly driven by a public debate around diversity, equity, and inclusion, Evonik President Americas Guido Skidlarek released a statement concerning the future of the ERGs in the North America region.
We need our ERGs, and we will continue to support them. They play a tremendous role in helping us attract and retain top talent with diverse and unique perspectives, and in shaping a culture of belonging at Evonik. One of the first things I noticed when I started my role last summer was their strength, their energy, and their engagement. I personally benefit from talking to ERG members and hearing different points of view. Strengthening our diversity and inclusion efforts is key to our economic success. Teams make better decisions when there is no groupthink. Our ERGs help ensure that we obtain and retain the diverse perspectives we need.
Next, some well-deserved recognition for one of Evonik's top talents. Coinciding with Women's History Month, Evonik's own Shabnam Nejand, Global Head of Supply Chain Excellence, Digitalization, and Capabilities, and co-founder of the Grow Americas Employee Resource Group, recently won a prestigious Women Make Award for 2025 from the Manufacturing Institute. This award recognizes Shabnam's exemplary leadership within Evonik and the industry. In her current role, Shabnam leads supply chain optimization projects and programs which significantly improve cost and service levels. The Women Make Award also encourages award winners to mentor and support the next generation of female talent. In her work with Grow Americas, Shabnam is dedicated to that goal, empowering women through the organization. She is also engaged in community initiatives, mentoring young women in a high school robotics class in order to help foster their passion and innovation for technology.
This recognition reflects not only my effort, but also the incredible support from my colleagues at Evonik and the inspiring women in Grow Americas. Together, I know that we can continue to empower future female leaders in manufacturing and creating more diverse, inclusive, and innovative workplace. I also want to extend my gratitude to all my mentors and peers who have helped me along my own journey. This award is a testament to the collective strength and the commitment of women in our industry.
Lastly, Evonik proudly sponsored an event hosted by the Alabama Department of Transportation at the Explorium Science Center in Mobile, Alabama, in celebration of Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day. This initiative brought together over 100 ninth grade girls from Mobile and Baldwin counties, providing them with the opportunity to engage with local industry professionals. Participants explored various engineering career paths. The event not only aimed to inspire young women, but also highlighted the significance of diversity in engineering. Among the speakers were members of Mobile's Grow Americas Employee Resource Group, including process engineer Caitlin Schwattner, who shared her personal journey in engineering.
I emphasize to the students that their path in STEM doesn't have to be linear. For instance, I began my college career with the intention of becoming a doctor, but I eventually discovered my passion for chemical engineering. It's perfectly okay to be uncertain about your future. Stay curious and open to exploring different fields. The high schoolers were full of questions, and being able to guide and inspire the next generation of engineers was exhilarating.
Before you go, The Evonik Merit Scholarship is now open for application until April 11th. The program offers up to 8 scholarships worth $2,500 each for children and dependents of Evonik employees in North America, which can be renewed for up to 4 years and are awarded based on academic achievement and accomplishments in visual arts, performing arts, science, or technology. And that's the news. I'm Adam Brenner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on The Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.